Quirky News. Unusual news stories from around the world.
No pay. What would I do with so much money? My wife has already passed away. My parents are dead. I have no children and no other relatives. I don't want it, said a German pensioner who won £2 million on the lottery but refused to accept it. The 70-year-old man from Hamelin, Lower Saxony, went to the HQ of the German Lottery Association in Hanover after finding out about his win and told them he did not want the money. He said he only bought the lottery ticket out of a habit because his late wife had been a passionate player. Lottery officials said they were trying to persuade him to keep the money.
Belgium sale. They say you can buy just about anything on eBay, and they might be right. Just recently, there was a surprise offer on sale. Belgium, a kingdom in three parts. Possible to buy it as a whole, but not advisable. Bidding for the country reached 10 million euros before eBay withdrew the item. The spoof sale was carried out by former journalist Garrett Six. He wanted to make a protest about the fact that Belgium still had no government 100 days after its elections. He warned potential buyers to take the public debt of 300 million euros into account. Peter Buren, a spokesman for eBay, said, "We can't allow bidding on something virtual or unrealistic. People must be able to buy and sell on eBay in a neutral way."
Novelist Vandal. He's a world-famous novelist. He sold books all over the world, but just recently, he was mistaken for a vandal. Horror writer Stephen King popped into a shop in Alice Springs, Australia, unannounced, and started signing copies of his latest book, Lizzie's Story. However, customers who saw him thought he was defacing the books and reported him to the staff. Fortunately, the store manager, Susan Ellis, recognized King. The author's surprise visit and private signing session was not particularly unusual. Lots of authors do it, Ellis explained. They'll come into the shop and check if their works are on the shelves. If they are, they'll often sign a few copies. If they're not, they'll ask about them. It's embarrassing if we haven't got their work on the shelves.